Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And welcome back. This is young Dr. Mike Roizen. I'm not that young, but I feel that young, and my body's that young. That is, my chronologic age is that young, but you're listening to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on RadioMD.com and iHeart. This one, we release it every Tuesday at 7 a.m., but you can listen on demand at your convenience by downloading the podcast when you want to. Of course, we will mention age-proof, living longer without running out of money or breaking a hip. If you live in or around Cleveland, we have several, if you will, free lectures relating to that, and a talk on June 22nd, I believe it is, about pain at Lyndhurst. But let's get down to the news stories of the week. We're going to talk about wellness, that is well beyond wellness. Life expectancy improves for blacks, and the racial gap is closing. Overweight kids are costing American billions as the wellness foreplay. The wellness foreplay with the number four, going to college may increase the risk of marijuana use and the amount of marijuana used. The odd omegas, periodic fasting does help with weight loss and health. The answer is yes, and we'll talk to you what we mean by that and how to get the most out of a periodic fast if you want to do it. I'm starting one today again. I do one every month, but I'll tell you about that in a few minutes. And disability worsens for 72% of people years after mild wartime brain concussions or injuries. Those are the top stories. We'll also get to the story about low-dose aspirin decreases breast cancer risk and decreases recurrences. Some antibiotics are linked to miscarriages. And I'm going to talk to you about the CBO scoring of the AHCA. It just came out last week, at the end of the week. But we'll talk to you about what it means for whom and what it means for your own health care. We've got the great analysis done by both Republican and Democratic, if you will, lobbyists for and against the bill, and we'll talk to you about what they talk about as the positives and negatives. And we're also going to talk to you about how you can get the most from the recent science. In fact, I'll start out with that story. What if you carried a genetic mutation that left you nearly impervious to heart disease? Well, obviously, that would mean you're really in a good group, since 60% of us die of arterial aging or heart disease and strokes. That would leave you available to not get that. But in the most recent data, scientists have disclosed two groups of people, small families, who did have genetic mutations that reduce the risk of these diseases. And in fact, they relate to triglycerides. Drugs that mimic these effects are already being investigated. That's right, your genetic effect produces a protein that radically lowers your triglyceride level, that virtually makes it impossible, I can't believe it, but impossible for these family members to get heart disease, stroke, memory loss from vascular disease. So they're developing, if you will, proteins that mimic or like these proteins that'll do it. And a thanks to the tip of the hat to producer Donna Gould, who found that story. We don't have any guests this week, and that's because I wanted to talk a little bit longer about the CBO data and the American Healthcare, whatever it is, AHCA Act, that was the repeal and replace proposal that the House passed and that the Senate is considering. But while we're doing that, I also, excuse me, want to get to the top news stories of the week, the top medical news stories. You've already heard a little bit about them. Let's now talk about, can fasting help with weight loss? People who fast every other day in a randomized study don't necessarily lose more weight than dieters who cut calories in every way. And this was done in a group of 100 people, 50 of them, half of them, were to cut calories by 25% every day. The other half cut calories by 75% one day of the week, and then increased them by 25%. After 3 months, the group that had the fasting, that is, the lower weight loss, that is, they cut calories by 75% every other day, and then increased it by 25% on the other days, they actually did lose a little more weight, but it wasn't any magic bullet. That is, the alternate day fasting at the end of the year lost about 6% of their body weight. That would mean that if you weigh 200 pounds, you'd lose 12 pounds. Not insignificant, clearly significant for disease creation, but not huge. Whereas the group that was told to lose 25% or get rid of 25% of their calories every day lost 5.3% of their body weight, or roughly 10.5 pounds over the year for a 200-pound person. So the two-calorie cutting options, no better than normal eating in reducing risk factors for heart disease like blood pressure and total cholesterol levels or triglyceride levels. Let me tell you what does, though. And this is that data from Dr. Longo that we've talked about a little before from the University of Southern California, where he did a 5-day periodic diet. What do we mean? They went down to 1,000 calories the first day, 750 calories the next 4 days, and then they ate Mediterranean after that. What happened? All their markers normalized, they lost weight, and most importantly, their repair mechanism, their stem cell telomeres, elongated, meaning they were likely to live younger longer. That's the best of all possible worlds. That's how, and by the way, they've done it in 3 other human groups now as well as in 2 animal groups. So we think this is the real way, if you're going to lose calories by fasting, to do it, because it is a healthy way. Well Beyond Wellness story. Disability worsens for 72% of people years after mild wartime brain injuries. That is, military service members who sustain concussions in combat have a 72% chance of increasing their symptoms for several years after their injuries, particularly if there were psychiatric problems beforehand. For the current study, researchers compared health outcomes for 5 years for 50 active duty service members who had sustained combat injuries and compared it with 44 who didn't. And what happened is, for 36 of the 50 concussive patients, that's 72%, they had declining scores on evaluation of measures of overall disability for years afterwards and increasing. So focusing on mild traumatic brain injuries in the period immediately following concussions may be the right way to go at improving health long term. Obviously, the focus of treatment immediately after injury is rest and education about what to expect, and maybe we'll learn more this way. Next story is a Well Beyond Wellness. Life expectancy improves for blacks. What do we mean by that? Well, instead of dying about 5 years earlier than the average Caucasian group, the group died 3.5 years earlier. So both are increasing their life expectancy, but blacks are catching up. That is, the racial gap is closing. And that's our Well Beyond Wellness story of the week. Let's now look at another story, if you will, and that is overweight kids are costing American billions. That's right. We need a healthy nest egg or a healthy 529 plan in addition to the college plan. Why? Because the 8 million of today's children, 8 through 11, who are obese, result in 2.8 trillion in additional lost wages and medical costs for their lifetime. So getting them obese means that over the course of their lifetime, they will cost the government, you know, 2.8 trillion. No one can figure out what a trillion is, if you will. It's so big. But it's essentially $30,000 more per person by just being a little overweight for lifetime medical costs. Going to college? Yeah, be careful. It does increase your risk from marijuana use and your risk of marijuana use. What do I mean by from? Well, if you use marijuana and you're under the age of 25 and a guy, it can result in long-term brain damage. If you're a woman, it's if you're under 21 and use it. So in addition to the side effects increasing, going to college tripled the number of kids who were using marijuana in the year after, after their freshman year, meaning during their freshman year, they three times as many kids tried marijuana as had done it as a high school senior. Big problem. Low-dose aspirin decreases breast cancer risk and recurrences by 20% in 57,000 people in the HR positive, HER2 negative breast cancer, the most common forms of the disease. In the 23% who reported using low-dose aspirin regularly, there was a 20% reduction in the risk of developing cancer. And of those who did develop it, there was about a 40% reduction in their risk of death from it. So aspirin, maybe low dose. What do I mean by low dose? 81 milligrams in the morning with a half a glass of warm water before and after. Same thing in the evening. Why the water? That's because we want the aspirin to land in the water and not the stomach lining and not cause bleeding from erosion of stomach lining. And by the way, there are all kinds of theories of why aspirin works, some of which are that it's anti-inflammatory, some of which are that it does other things, some of which are that it decreases the production of estrogen, which can increase breast cancer. No one knows really why. Some antibiotics, in another story, some antibiotics are linked to miscarriage in early pregnancy. What should you know? Don't take tetracycline, sulfonamides, or metronidazole early in pregnancy. It led to a twofold increase in the risk of miscarriage from tetracyclines, from sulfonamides and metronidazole. If you're going to be pregnant and want to or need to take an antibiotic, talk to your doctor to make sure they don't give you a tetracycline, a macrolide, or a sulfonamide. That's story of the top news of the week. One more story that I want to get through before we go into the major ones is that one drink a day, increases your breast cancer risk. Yes, it does decrease your risk of heart disease, stroke, and memory loss. So overall, there is a balance, and the risk is under the benefit for most women over the age of 45. Obviously, if you've got a family history of drug or alcohol abuse, don't start for this reason. And if you've got a family predisposition to cancers, I would also say don't start. Let's now go to probably the biggest story of the week. And this is the last story I'll cover today. We'll review all the stories at the end again as usual, but I don't have a guest on because I wanted to talk about this. That is the ACA, known as Obamacare, repeal and replacement effort by the House of Representatives, the CBO scored it this week, and they scored it and said someplace around 23 million will be uninsured who are now insured. That is 23 million more uninsured. That the rates of cost for the program will go up next year and then go slowly down, such that they'll be 10 to 20% below what they are, what they would have been by this proposal, and that it will save $118 billion, most of which will go to tax cuts. In fact, will go to tax cuts for the wealthy. What is the problem with this? Well, the problem is that they're decreasing costs by just financial engineering and not good stuff. They aren't doing it the way you've got to do it, which is by decreasing the influx of chronic disease. Only when you get people to stay healthier will you decrease their health care costs in any substantial way. And it can be huge, as we've demonstrated at the Cleveland Clinic with our own employees and with some of the companies we've worked with. 50% reduction in total health care costs from what was expected, and a downturn for the last 3 years for one of those companies, a downturn for the last 3 years for the Cleveland Clinic. I want to thank you for listening. You've been listening to podcast 841 of You, the Owner's Manual radio podcast from RadioMD.com, as well as from iHeart. The top stories, the Automegas, periodic fasting helps with weight loss and with health, with a Well Beyond Wellness story. Disability worsens years after a mild traumatic brain injury. Survey yourself or have someone survey you for brain injury. There are 10 things that we have on the website from 2 weekends ago's story that teach you how to protect your brain. Well Beyond Wellness story 2, life expectancy improves for blacks and the racial gap is narrowing. Well Beyond Wellness story number 1, the disability worsens for 72% of soldiers after mild wartime brain injuries for at least 3 years after the injury. The wellness foreplay, overweight kids are costing America maybe trillions, but in the high billions. The wellness foreplay, going to college increases your risk from marijuana use and increases your risk of marijuana use. That's probably not a good thing. And then low-dose aspirin decreases breast cancer risk and recurrences, and some antibiotics are tied to miscarriage. Avoid tetracyclines, the sulfonamides, and metronidazole. Those are the ones or names to take to your physician. I want to thank you for listening. Sonar for wonderful engineering as usual. You've been listening to podcast 841 of You, the Owner's Manual radio podcast, the best and most important medical news that you can use to take action steps to keep your real age younger. Thanks for listening.